This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. So let me ask you something. What would you do if you received an email that was not meant for you, inviting you to a party for someone you didn't know? Now, most of us would probably delete the email or maybe politely decline and explain it was sent to you by mistake. But most of us are not Will Novak. Last week, Will, who lives in Phoenix, Arizona, got an email inviting him to a bachelor party here in Vermont for someone he'd never met. For what happened next, we've got Will Novak on the line. Will, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me, what happened here? What did this initial email say?
I got an email on Monday of last week, and it said, urgent information, Angelo's bachelor party, reply right away. And my initial thought was, oh, this is one of those weird Nigerian prince scam emails. I don't know anyone named Angelo. I don't know anyone in Vermont. And then but I was like, well, let's open it and take a look. As I started reading through it, it was just their coordinating details. These guys live in New Jersey and New York, and they're going up to Okemo, I think it's called. And as I'm reading through it, one of the parts of the email said, people we still haven't heard from. And one of the names listed there was William Novak. And I realized, oh, okay, so they have a friend with my same name, and the guy sending this email made a typo, and that's how it got to me. So I thought, oh, just for fun, I'll send them back a really over-the-top email. So I wrote back and said, you know, I don't know Angelo. I've only been to Vermont once. It's a long way away. It's on the other side of the country. I don't know how to ski, but count me in. And I just wrote a really over-the-top email about how we were going to be Indian leg wrestling all night and doing Sudoku puzzles, and we were going to be the best of friends. And then I didn't hear anything for 48 hours, I guess, on their end. They were kind of chatting about it, and they got back to me and said, that was a pretty silly email, and if you're serious, we're serious, come on down.
And it took off from there. So have we heard anything from the other Will Novak, the one who presumably knows The Bachelor?
Yes, they looped him back in. So the funny part is they have looped Angelo, The Bachelor, out. So he doesn't know any of this has happened. He saw my reply email, but he has no idea that any of this is actually going on. So they looped the other Will Novak in. He goes actually by Bill. He lives in Brooklyn. And so I've been chatting with him, and he seems like a really great guy. And so we're kind of coordinating all the details of, you know, where to meet and what to do and all that stuff. And yeah, it just should be fun. It's this Friday.
This is such an amazing story. And it's more than that. Now, you have to, of course, have the money to get from Arizona to Vermont. So you started a GoFundMe page to help raise this travel money. And you called it Help Me Go to the Bachelor Party of a Stranger. Was it successful?
Yes, it was. So on Thursday night, I was talking to my wife, and she said, you know, you can go, but we've got a 10-month-old baby. We just remodeled. We have a house from 1940 that we just majorly remodeled and kind of spent our life savings doing that. And she's like, I don't, you know, it's probably not the best decision to spend all this money right now. And a friend of mine said, do a GoFundMe. I'll throw you $5. So I put it up before dinner at like 6:30. And by 8:30 on Thursday night, we had over $750. And now we're getting close to having $3,000, I think, last I checked.
Unbelievable. And it recently came out that Angelo, the bachelor, and his wife are expecting a baby. You've got some experience with this, as you've just told us. So I understand that you are actually donating additional funds to him and his family?
Yeah, anything above what I need to get on the trip and go skiing is all going to go to Angelo and his wife to help start the baby's college fund or fund their honeymoon or whatever they need the money for. I'm happy to give to Angelo and his new bride-to-be.
Will, that is so nice. That's reminding me of that line from the end of Casablanca. This could be the start of a beautiful friendship here.
I think so, yeah.
It really could. I do have to warn you, though, when I got into my car yesterday morning to come to work, it was -4 degrees, so...
When I got in my car in Phoenix, it was 55, and I thought I was going to freeze to death.
So, bundle up, Will.
Terrified.
You ain't in Arizona anymore.
Yeah.
You know, some Vermont businesses have reached out to you with some special offers, too. A Burlington tattoo shop offered to give you and Angelo matching tattoos. Again, Angelo knows nothing about this. Do you think he'll take them up on that offer?
Probably not. Luckily, Angelo's brother told me, oh, he's not a tattoo guy, so I'm not going to be feeling any social pressure to get a tattoo, and my wife would probably kill me. But yeah, there's been shops that have said, hey, you know, come to our bar, and there's a lady here in Mesa, Arizona that makes custom baby blankets, and she said, can I make a baby blanket for Angelo's upcoming baby? Will you bring it to him? And people, and there's my entire neighborhood. I live in a really tight-knit neighborhood in Phoenix, and they're sending a gift basket from the neighborhood of locally made, you know, artisanal gifts and things. So it's been pretty amazing, the outreach.
I have to ask one more thing, Will. Would you describe yourself as an extroverted person by nature? Because not a lot of people would not only go ahead and do all this, but, you know, you're going to be meeting people you've never met before, and you're just going to be coming into a party for people you don't know.
Yeah, I'm definitely extroverted for sure. I try to just go where life takes me, and I mean, when I met my wife, then girlfriend. She lived in Boston. I lived in Phoenix. I actually moved across the country to be with her, because when you're a dorky redheaded guy, if a girl says, move across the country to be with me, you do it. So I've done sort of, you know, fly by the seat of my pants things before, and so far it's worked out.
Great adventure. I hope you have a wonderful time at the party. You can follow Will's trip to Vermont this weekend, by the way, on his Instagram and Twitter accounts and at the hashtag Angelo's Bachelor Party. Will Novak, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.